Under the proposal, local governments would not be allowed to install red light cameras. And the fine for those caught on existing cameras would also be lowered from $158 to $83. Local officials could also impose a surcharge to help fund existing cameras. And Miami Representative Frank Artiles is the bill's sponsor.
The purpose of this specific bill is to eliminate the profiteering from local governments on red light cameras. If it's about safety, let's make it about safety.
But some worry about this latest direction in the red light camera debate, including Tallahassee Police Department Major Chris Cannell. Representing the Florida Police Chief Association and his city, he told lawmakers at a recent hearing that red light cameras are a safety improvement that saves lives.
In the city of Tallahassee alone, we've seen a significant decrease in the number of violations that occur, and almost half now what we used to see. Our cities throughout the state have not only reported a reduction in their crashes after cameras were installed, but as I said, a reduction in violation. This tells us that driving habits have been changed.
Still, the measure passed 10-3 with Democrats opposed to making the proposal into a formally filed committee bill on behalf of the Transportation Department. Some opposed the bill because they said it should not be included in a comprehensive transportation bill and should instead be put to voters as a separate constitutional amendment. One of the bill's scheduled stops could include a hearing in the Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee, chaired by Clearwater Republican Representative Ed Hooper, who's also a fan of red light cameras. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.